Hot Barn Report from Mitchell, South Dakota at Dakota Fest with a lot of folks here having a good time today because it rained.
Whoa! No intro needed. Holy mackerel. Yes, absolutely. One of my favorite people on the planet, Senator Mike Rounds. We go back to the YMCA in Pierce, South Dakota. Spotting him when he was throwing up 315 about four times back in the day. Remember that?
I don't remember that number, but I remember I had a hard time getting it up in the air back then every once in a while, and I'm talking weights.
I hear you. No kidding. Me too. It gets worse with age, all right?
It does.
Absolutely. Well, what a great crowd here today. You had some interesting comments on mandatory country of origin labeling in front of the panel. Senator John Thune and Representative Dusty Johnson were here as well. Always a great Wednesday at Dakota Fest. And tell us a little bit about where we are on MCOL or mandatory country of origin labeling.
I think our best shot at getting the mandatory country of origin labeling into law is getting it into the Farm Bill. I think that's the most important thing we can do right now in terms of getting something done. Look, here's the bottom line. When our producers start to get a good price, I think what happens is some of these packers actually go out and they bring in livestock from overseas that they own. They bring it back in, and in doing so, they bring down the price of beef in the United States for the producer. Now, I'm not saying that the consumer necessarily sees that difference, but I don't think it's fair. And the other piece on this is I think when you start adding in beef from outside of the United States that doesn't have the same requirements in terms of health and safety right. And the production of it, I think it's not fair that our producers should have to compete against that. And the bottom line is that when you talk to a consumer, they want to know where it comes from. And if they know where it comes from, they got a better chance of knowing that it really is high quality beef. Our producers produce the best beef in the world, bottom line. But when you bring it in, when you're allowed to bring it in and not identify it as coming from another country, well, then every once in a while, maybe you're not going to get the best beef into the country. And those consumers should have a right to know where their food is coming from. I don't see any reason why if folks from other countries aren't proud of their beef, they shouldn't talk about it in the same manner. Whether you're from Mexico or Canada or any place else, it shouldn't bother you to put the name of your country on the package.
Amen. I don't know how you'd top that. That is exactly the sentiment of ranchers and sale barn owners out there and producers. Speaking of quality cuts of beef, what, once again, for the third time, has it changed your favorite cut of beef and how do you take it?
I love a ribeye and I love it medium rare and I like to make it myself. I want to doctor it up with just a little bit of the right kind of a Monterey sauce on top of it, a little bit of salt and pepper on it, let it set for a little bit. And then lay that baby on the grill about 2 minutes aside, real quick at about 400, 450 degrees. Flip that baby over and then one more time the other way just to get a nice cross hatch on it.
I'm ready
to go.
Mr. Rounds, could you please take us out of here with an outro?
Listen, this has been Monty James with the Hot Barn Report today, coming from Mitchell, South Dakota, where it rained last night.
Yes!